Next patient is Diana Goodrow. Diana, D-I-A-N-A, Goodrow, G-O-O-D-R-E-A-U, Goodrow, G as in George. Please make a copy for Dr. James McDonald and Dr. Arun Dund, D-H-A-N-D, Dund, Arun. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is, chief complaint is persistent cough, wheezing, and history of aspiration. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 67-year-old lady who underwent a colonoscopy on 8/13/23. Apparently, woke up from anesthesia with coughing spells, and some shortness of breath. The patient was seen as an outpatient for persistent cough, and was sent for a chest X-ray on I'm sorry, it was sent for a chest CT. On August 2/23, and it showed a left upper lung infiltrate. She has been taking anti-reflux therapy with Prilosec 20 milligrams nightly. And the patient has had no prior history of pneumonia. The patient denies fevers or chills, night sweats, some aphthesis, but has some nausea and reflux. She was given a course of Zithromax and a cough syrup recently with no significant benefit. And the patient complains of some tightness in her chest. Next paragraph. Past history of the patient's past history includes history of breast cancer in 2017, and she had undergone bilateral mastectomy. She also had repair of the right knee for ligament tear. And she has no history of hypertension or diabetes. Next paragraph. Habits of patient smoked a pack per day for 25 years and then quit. Drinks alcohol occasionally. She was an RN. Next paragraph. Family history. Both parents died of old age. Mother had hypertension and strokes and breast cancer. And father had atrial fibrillation. Next paragraph. System review, the patient has had weight loss, no fatigue, She has reflux and nausea. She has cough and wheezing and some shortness of breath. She has no chest pains and no abdominal pains, no diarrhea or constipation. And she denies any leg swelling or calf muscle pains, no anxiety, no depression. She has muscle stiffness and joint pains and bruising. She has no headaches or numbness of the extremities or blackout spells. Next paragraph, med list included Celebrex 100 milligrams daily, Montelukast 10 milligrams as needed, Lipitor 10 milligrams daily, and recently on Prilosec 20 milligrams a day. Next, physical exam. This richly built elderly white female is alert, no acute distress, there is no pallor sign of this icterus or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 135 by 80, pulse is 85, respiration 16, temperature 97.6, weight is 150 pounds, saturation 97. HGNT are non-spheric, pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thalamegaly. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions and scattered visas in the upper lung fields. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, protuberant without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no lesions or edema. No calf tenderness, reflex of the 1 plus. There are no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions are noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Aspiration, pneumonia, and number 2 is persistent cough with reactive airways, and number 3 is history of hyperlipidemia. And next paragraph, plans, patient will be placed on Augmentin 875 milligrams BID for 10 days. Prednisone 10 milligrams BID for 1 week and once daily for a week. A complete pulmonary function study was ordered and a chest x-ray for follow-up in 2 weeks. She will use a Ventil and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, QID, PRN. And Desalon Pearls 100 milligrams Q6 hours PRN, and a follow-up in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Arun Dund, A-R-U-N, Dund, D-H-A-N-D, M-D, and James McDonnell, M-C-D-O-N-N-E-L-L, M-D, McDonnell, M-D. Thank you for this consultation.